Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here we go.
Oh, I didn't even look what number it is.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what episode number is it?
149.
Could be 150 as well.
If it's not, just keep listening. Keep looking at your...
Does it even... Why do we say the numbers of the episode? Do any other pod do that? No, they don't.
I don't really listen to any other pods. I don't listen to this one either, because it'd be a bit weird. That's like videoing your own shower.
In the beginning, I used to listen through it a little bit. Like the first...
Just your bits, and you made a highlight reel.
No, I actually only listened to James's bits, and...
It feels like we're like 60 and we're looking back when we used to record the pod.
You must when be. I was young.
No, but I think if you... We did have a guy called Luke Foreman. Luke Foreman.
Yes.
Who, he just discovered the pod, and then he started to listen from the beginning.
Yeah.
I think he thinks it's Game of Thrones. I think he thinks if he misses it, he'll miss the wedding or something like that.
I'm wondering, we're talking about a lot of stuff that happened that day, that week. So, he's not going to listen to it.
He's
now.
Probably.
He's going to hear this maybe like in a month.
Yeah, but he's probably thinking, holy shit, Adil really hates Brendan Rodgers. Because you, Brendan Rodgers and Sepp Blatter, you had a real thing for them and you moved them on. You're. Media presence moved him from Liverpool.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Yeah, and then Blatter, you got rid of
that's
Blatter.
Obvious. That's there's no doubt in my mind that is thanks to me that Infantino is.
Who would you rather have like a McDonald's meal with, Rodgers or Blatter?
I'm 100% Rodgers. I mean, Rodgers, I don't have to be up. If I meet him, it'll be all humor. It's all, you know, it's fucking, it's. You know, I'm meeting the office guy live. I mean, it's great. So that would just be fun. Blatter, you know, that'll only be fun if I meet him alone in the woods, like with a weapon. So just knuckles, but he's old.
You know, he's only been charged with 80 million in conspiracy, kind of the whole FIFA thing. 80 million euros.
Which it's probably much more, but yeah.
Which is an app. He's getting away with a lot there.
Yeah, I mean, they're all getting away. Platini's going to fucking talk to UEFA next week.
Is Why? Blatter still... He's not in prison, though, is he?
No. They're just suspended. That's it. They got 8 years, both of them.
Yeah.
Then they overruled it. Went down to 6. Overruled it again. Platini's, when it came to arbitrary court of sports, it went down to 4. So he's got a 4-year suspension now. But he's still going to speak to FIFA... to UEFA with because FIFA wanted it and they said, oh, well, you're good. So internally, I don't think they kind of 4 years later, he's probably going to be back in a power position. I don't see that not
no
happening.
Way
with Platini it could happen. Blatter, no way, he's too old, there's too much luggage there. Platini, not impossible, because Blatter was FIFA, Platini was UEFA. It's a bit of a difference.
But surely Platini is tarnished. He's like
the thing is
he's
that,
painted with a dark brush.
Listen, all the courts have put his sentence down because they don't believe it's a big thing, but they do agree that it's a bit morally in the gray zone. which is ludicrous. It is absolutely... So you must understand that they only sacked Blatter and Warner, a couple of more people. We're talking like a handful of people.
Mm.
We're talking 5-6 people. I mean, there's hundreds involved.
So there's
still the same kind of sympathizers are still there. So, I mean, just because they change... And I think a lot of people are thinking, you know, let it pass a couple of years and let's see if not the wagon starts over again. You'll find new holes to do corruption in. And then 4 years later on, there's going to be people who want Platini back.
Hearing you say that you'll find new holes to find corruption in, I think kind of sums up. That's your Tinder profile, isn't it?
It is.
What about... do you think it'll go ahead in Russia and Qatar? Russia's definite. Qatar.
Yeah, it looks that way. I mean, they haven't said that they're going to even have a discussion of not having it. Russia, I think, is impossible to change.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking like, it's not even 2 years away. I mean, that's impossible. The Qatar...
Would you go to Russia?
No, I don't want to go that. I think that World Cup... I mean, I'll go if like some job comes up with it, but...
Oh, I don't fancy it.
I mean, I've been to Russia before. I kind of like it. I like Moscow a lot.
You did a show there, didn't you?
Yeah, but I like Moscow a lot. And I've heard great things about St. Petersburg. So I wouldn't mind going back to Russia. I just don't think that's the perfect time to go during the World Cup. You know, I don't know. No, I'm not afraid of going. If there's if something shows up, like if I get...
What are you afraid of?
What?
What are you afraid of? The dark?
Fear of the dark. No.
If you don't scare you, nothing scares you.
I like water too much. Open water.
I'd love to throw you in a swimming pool.
A swimming pool is fine. Okay. I'm talking about like
the ocean. Know.
Like if we get dropped in the ocean, a lot of people will make it. I'll die. Or I'll maybe come up shore, but somebody has to save me. I'll come up. I'll be.
Yeah.
I'll be like in a coma or something. Everybody else, but that was fucking terrible. Like, where's the deal? It's like, is that the pile of hair lying there? Is that a deal? That
what about, have you seen that movie where they take the boat out and they jump off the back of the boat and then they're stuck there for days?
What do you mean stuck there for days?
Yeah, that movie. Oh, fuck it. I don't know. Right. Let's get on to some football.
What kind of movie is this? They get stuck.
No, they take them out in a boat. They jump off the back of the boat to swim in open...
Yeah.
Open...
And they get stuck on the boat.
And then they drive off and leave them there. And they forget them.
How can you forget?
They forget people. It's like one of those...
This is
like,
one of the shittiest... This is like a home movie, right?
One of the tour... It's like a tourist boat trip. It's called Open Water or Open Sea or... I'm off the boat and someone's forgotten me.
Is this like a weird nightmare you used to have when you were a kid and you mixed it up with a movie now?
I never had nightmares. I only had dreams.
Unbelievable. I've never had a nightmare. I remember people's always a nightmare. I never have nightmares. They were like, I must have something. I was like, yeah, when I was a kid, I remember I was like jumping on some kind of balls and I didn't really...
Balls? Understand.
Yeah, it's that big, like okay, balls. Yeah. I had that one night I had that, I remember. I was that young, so I had to go to my mother and father's.
That's quite sexual.
No, it wasn't balls. Like you, I'm talking jumping, big red balls.
Yeah.
That didn't sound better. Well, so it's better than blue balls.
So it's you're jumping on balls, like kind of a Twin Peaks kind of feeling.
It was no nightmarish thing. It was just the feeling was not good.
Okay, yeah.
That's it. And that's the only... And then I had, when I was like in a relationship, I woke up upset with my girlfriend once because in the dream, she was being a total asshole and like some unfaithful thing. It was a nightmare. It was just, we just had a fight in the dream.
Reality.
That's the closest to a nightmare I think I've had.
Did you say to your parents when you were like, Mama, Papa, balls. Balls have been done.
I think I was so young, so I just pointed at Daddy and said, balls, no good, balls. And then and that created some problems.
They put you in the wardrobe.
Yeah, with the social authority, put some problems in there. I went to school and said, Daddy, balls, mouth, and, it all...
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Right, so a good weekend of football. Let's quickly go over it. There was a lot of Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
A lot of big results. I mean, three games. I think that United City, the first game that was on.
City dominated, really.
I mean, for 44 minutes, they horsed them.
Yeah.
First four men, different class. Different class. I mean, yeah. complete horsing. I mean,
yeah.
one team on the field. You can see the tactically.
United looked tired as well.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Pogba was, he was getting critiqued now after that game saying, is he a flop? Is he four
yeah,
games?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely stupid, it's too early, but he didn't have a good game.
No,
he was
no,
invisible.
No.
He was, most of the team was invisible.
I think if you say Paul Pogba really quickly, it's his passenger. Comes out as passenger. That's what he was at the
passenger. What did I say?
Passenger. That's the joke. He was a passenger. He was watching things go by.
What did I say?
Nothing. It's just me adding on to something.
Adding on to what?
I thought Zlatan missed a few chances. I thought he had a couple of chances
straight after 2-1 goal.
Yeah.
When Bravo did two blunders in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
He could have maybe had a better shot there, but and then Guardiola said that. It was one of the best performances he's seen from a goalkeeper.
Ah, unbelievable.
That was, I mean, that's what he does. He'll do the opposite. He will go just say, no, my players are great. Everything is amazing. And then he sells them.
Yeah.
But he did do one thing. He did constantly play out from the back.
Yeah.
Then if he did it greatly, that's, you know, we can discuss that. He had a poor first. So he maybe should have got sent off for the Rooney tackle.
Yeah.
He would, unlucky, could have done that. But, you know, he will get what he gets. And funnily, nobody's saying like, oh, why did he sell Hart? Because Hart also made a blunder
yeah.
in his debut.
Cost him the game. Yeah. No, it was the equaliser.
Yeah, cost him the game.
Yeah, it was at Atlanta.
Yeah.
He kind of came out for a corner and just flapped, really, didn't he?
Yeah, he missed entire... I mean... It was a blunder. Should have taken care of the cross.
Yeah, it was a blunder.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you get
and like he was wearing short sleeves as well. That made it weird for me.
When you get a big English goalkeeper who has some who's not good with the feet, well, he should definitely be good at that then, taking crosses and shot stopping.
Yeah.
And lately, he's been poor at shot stopping. He's been poor at decisions. I don't know what the hell's happened to him.
Confidence,
of course. He was, don't forget that he was dropped, not this last season as well, for Caballero for a while.
Yeah.
So this has been a decline that's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
And I just think we maybe oversaw his ability a little bit because he's always in the English team. Not oversaw it, but I've never rated him as a top keeper, but definitely a good keeper in the Premier League, no doubt.
Yeah.
So I think this decline is kind of shocking that he's making mistakes like that, you know. Letting ball squirm on your hand in the World Cup, you know.
Well, the thing with going down to the left was, you know.
Yeah, the Euros was ridiculous.
It was weird. But weird to see United, a Mourinho team that just, to me, just, they got back into it a little bit. They had like a 10-15 minute spell, but really, City were absolutely dominant. I thought David Silva was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can say after the game that it wasn't well deserved.
No.
I mean, and they were away, and they played with, you know, this big team authority. United didn't.
Yeah.
City played like a Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Real Madrid on a good day. You always see like, ah, this team is, you know, it's way.
Yeah.
That's what it looked the first 44 minutes. They were completely horsing them.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to see what, basis on this. But, you know, City is in front, are ahead of United in terms of time. You know, last 2-3 years to spend more. They've had more stable positions in the league. So it might be easier for Pep to adapt. But it looks like, I mean, if you look at the last 5, 6, 7 years of management, Pep Guardiola has a new style and he's been more dominant than Mourinho.
I thought that Leroy
Sané
looked good
as well. He's a good player. He was good in the German league. That's going to be a great buy for him.
Yeah. Let's look at some of the other results. Arsenal really got out of jail.
That's bullshit. That's absolute horse shit, the penalty. It's ridiculous. And I can't believe that. It's only in match of the day they were saying like, "Oh, this is ridiculous." And they were talking to Ian Wright, who's ex-Arsenal, is like, "Well, if you look at this angle," and they were like, "Never a penalty."
Yeah.
It's like, "No, it's not at all a penalty." But then every article or match report,
Giroud celebrated like
every game, every match report, nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody says that it's not a penalty, which I find amazing because that's a shocking decision.
Yeah,
it's a shocking decision. I mean, in the 95th minute, if I was a South you know, if I was a Southampton fan, I would go absolutely insane.
Yeah,
because that's basically just ruined the entire game and gifted them 2 points. I don't think it's the first time Arsenal gets struck like this, but you know, I always see fucking Wenger, his fucking hands up, happy because a bullshit result, and he will never complain about it because he's a fucking dick.
Yeah, I mean, but he's the classic manager, isn't he? If it goes against him, he's seen it. If it doesn't,
No, that's not a classic manager. I think a good manager nowadays, the 2016 approach. That's why I like Poch's approach. When he gets a release, he's like, "Yeah, we got away with that today."
You like Poch? But it's like Wagner. Huddersfield played Leeds. The challenge was a red card challenge.
But that's almost funny when he said that.
Yeah, he said it's a red card in Germany, but a yellow, definitely yellow in the British game.
Yeah,
and it's like nearly took his legs off.
Yeah, that's a bit funny. But I think the normal thing is to say that. Either you say like, yeah, we got lucky with that decision.
Yeah.
Or you just say the normal thing, which is true. Like, yes, sometimes you get some with you, sometimes you get some against you. And, you know, as a fan, you would say, like, we always get them against us.
Yeah.
But a pragmatic manager would probably go and say, it'll turn out 50-50.
Yeah.
And usually if you don't have all this against you, it is 50-50. But, like, if you're a Stoke supporter, you might feel differently because they've already had 2-3 incidents in season, the losing games, getting hammered, and then on top of that, 1-2 questionable decisions, penalties here and there. Of course, then you get frustrated. Then the manager says that, as happened to Mark Hughes. He got
talking of penalties. Dundee United, Dunfermline.
Yeah,
a guy called Cammy Bell. This has been brought to our attention by Jeff Waddle, not Chris's brother, spelt differently. He's a Scottish football fan, and he saved 3 penalties in the first half. We watched them. We're not sure he got a touch on the first one.
No,
it kind of looked like it just hit the post.
Yeah.
But he's got that one. The second one is an absolute... I mean, the defender touches it and then he falls in rugby. That should be...
The penalty is one of the most comical things I've seen. I mean, we have to put it... We're going to put that out because it's... What the fuck is he doing?
So
he slips, walks...
3 different penalty takers.
Yeah, that's quite weird as well.
In the first half and he saves it. So, brilliant. Well done, Cammy Bell. Penalty performance of the week.
Of the year.
Season.
Century.
Month.
History.
Tottenham went to Stoke. They've done really well at Stoke over the years.
Apparently, before the game, Tottenham were the team that have done best at the Britannia... Oh, Bet 364 is it called now, but the Britannia Stadium ever.
Mm.
Five wins there in the past. And this added a 6.
And they looked really good last season there. That was like a great game. And they look great this time.
But I think really we had difficulties years ago. But since, you know, even the end of Pulis era, we've just been winning there.
But maybe the style suits you more than...
And this style definitely suits us more. Yeah. But even the Pulis style suited us in the end for some reason. We won those games there. But especially this Mark Hughes. But we're better with teams to play open.
Yeah. How about the Son, the dive? Come on, mate. He dived. What do you... Fuck off. Come on.
Arnautovic. Yeah,
he's the yellow card. Arnautovic. You just talked about great managers, being honest.
I don't even remember which one you're talking about.
And then, you've got to be consistent there.
No, I don't remember.
Son's dive was ridiculous for a penalty, right?
Well,
Hughes,
didn't get a penalty.
And then... The Stoke player's gone down. Hughes has complained. He's off to the...
No, I don't think Son... That was not the same. That was contact. He just, you know, tried to get a penalty. So it's not a dive.
Mate,
not that he didn't touch it.
It's a disgrace to football. Okay?
No. Great finish, though. Both of them. I think the first finish is absolutely wonderful. Just staring the goal.
Come on. Did Poch say anything about that?
He didn't get an answer about the question about that.
Okay. No. Well, he should have been questioned.
No, then he would have said the same thing as he always did.
Yeah. Didn't see it.
No, you would say sometimes you get it.
Yeah.
He always says that. It's a standard answer. He always, you know, his interviews.
That's what he says to his wife.
His interviews are exactly, post-match interviews, not the other long interviews. Then he can say the things like, I want to kill my players. But but the post-match interviews are basically the same.
Yeah.
Yes, we play very good. Difficult game. And sometimes comes in, sometimes no. Yeah, very proud of our players. And that's it.
But good win. Good win.
Great way. The Mark Hughes got sent off for that game. Was sent to the stands because one of that decision. Arnautovic got a yellow card for simulation. But the tackle before, I mean, we tackled to win the ball. I don't know if it's Dyer or Walker, I remember, or Davis maybe it was. He tackles him. It's not a yellow card. It's a free kick. But instead, we win the ball, and then he goes down, and they get a yellow card, and Mark Hughes, he just loses it. And then after interview, great.
And he wasn't sent off. He couldn't get off. He had to walk down the side.
Yeah, and then same thing with the fucking phone. A fucking phone. He's having the hearing. Why are you having a fucking hearing aid? Why can't you just bring your phone up? Why do you need a special thing because you're in the stadium? He's putting it on. It's a microphone and he can't put it on. Just use your phone, mate. Yeah. Just use your phone. Call the assistant.
Isn't
fucking
that
manager.
A weird rule though? Like, if you get sent to the thing, you can go on the phone. I think that's really strange.
Yeah, I mean, because what's the difference of him? I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he just can't be in the touchline and scream at the players. Is that big of a difference? Well, I mean, some managers might affect. I mean, a manager like Conte and Poch, it would probably affect a bit because they stand by the byline and scream for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear them touch during
the
game.
Touchline. Byline, yeah.
Yeah. Right up there, like, come on,
next to the corner flag.
Yeah, next to the corner flag. No, but otherwise, no, I agree with you. It's a bit weird. It's a bit odd. They should maybe.
I think change the game though. If you want to change the game, I think everybody should have that big, you know, Steve McClaren big phone. I think if you get sent off, that should be your humiliation.
Yeah.
It should be a massive,
massive. Like, it should be like, I mean, we're talking like 1 meter.
Yeah.
You have to like sit in it.
Yeah. You have to sit in the phone.
Sit in the phone and talk. And wear a cap that says I'm an idiot.
Couple of good wins for Bournemouth. Callum Wilson, back from injury, got the goal against West Brom. West Brom had Mourinho starting, still struggled. A late goal in the Hull City-Burnley game by Snodgrass. Burnley would have thought, oh, we've got 3 points here, but just sneaked one at the end. Palace beating Middlesbrough. That was a, you know,
very important.
Benteke got
straight off a Benteke goal.
Yeah.
So he looked already.
From a Zaha cross as
it
well.
It looked so much better for Crystal Palace attacking wise with Benteke in there. I mean, because now they're back to that kind of a little fear factor that they have players that can change the game.
Yeah.
So I think it's good, a good win for them and very important buy. And he'll probably, if they stay up, I think it's for Benteke because they need a goal scorer. They haven't had a goal scorer for years.
Yeah. One of the weird results was West Ham going 2-0 up at home to Watford.
Incredible game.
And then losing 4-2.
Incredible game. I was enjoying it with full thrusters.
No,
because when I was watching the recap, I saw this. I was like, fuck, this is a long recap of the game. So I try not to see the result.
Okay, yeah.
And it was, but I kind of, in my head, I was like, didn't Watford win this game?
Yeah.
1-2, and I was like, this could be a great turnaround, which is what? They collapsed, completely collapsed.
And Paye did that bit of skill on the, you know.
Wow. That's,
the Ravona,
that's,
isn't it?
That's what, that's the greatest assist of the season already is done.
Yeah.
And the weird part is Lanzini also did a Ravona.
Yeah.
Earlier, Lanzini almost scored greatly with just kind of a faint shot with the Ravona. Almost scored, like, well, that's a great shot. And then minutes later, he does one of the greatest fucking crosses with Ravona I've ever seen. It was just perfect.
Yeah.
Inch perfect. Nobody could do anything and just had a great goal.
Really difficult for me to look you in the eyes when you say Rabona and then you say inch perfect. Very difficult.
And he scored twice, Antonio.
Yeah. Again, he just keeps on fucking up.
Why? No, I should just put
when
it
he
in
scored with the second, he just mouthed, addio fucking, like that.
He's the top goal scorer since he came. 15 goals. He scored the most goals in West Ham. He's not even a striker. So they have a weird problem at West Ham. It feels like they had 25 strikers. Now all of a sudden nobody's scoring, and they have a problem with that. But you know, as we said, last season had some good. They've been overrated, heavily overrated. West Ham, heavily overrated, and I think they're gonna struggle because their expectation will be much higher than they finish. Their expectation is to finish fifth, sixth. You know, break into that core.
Yeah.
They will.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Never do that.
Maybe it's also, as James said, they're 100 meters from the stand as well, you know, the pitch.
Well, so, according to James, yeah, they're not 100 meters from the stand. They're right up there.
Yeah.
It's the same as in every arena.
No, he said there's a running track. He was the one that said there was a massive gap between. Anyway.
There is a gap.
Yeah, but it's not that much.
No.
No. Right, let's have a look at Sunday's result. Chelsea going to...
Well, I mean, Liverpool-Leicester.
Sorry, Liverpool-Leicester, yeah. Sorry, that was the late game.
Yeah, because it's... I mean, Leicester, it's not looking good, is it?
No, I mean, they didn't do this last season. They...
I mean, already now, you can forget the title hope. They just forget it. They're not going to fight for the title.
No, but I don't think they were going
to. No, but there was always a possibility that they would continue their unbelievable...
How about they really surprise in the Champions League?
No, that won't happen. I think the loss of Kante is enormous. It's enormous. It's just too big. And they were fighting on something unprecedented happened last season. That usually when a team come into that kind of stride for like a month or two, it ends always. It was unbelievable that it never ended for them. Yeah. It just never did.
Huddersfield. Let's hope
but
that
I think now they're back to what they are. A good team, but nowhere near the top four.
Do you think they might really struggle?
Like the relegation battle? Yeah. No. I think just having Mahrez and Vardy in their team is more than enough to not have that.
Okay.
And then the team, they're going to win regular games against teams, but they're going to struggle because every team is going to go up for it. They're going to think they can win against them. They won't let them play the counter-attacking game as much. And they miss Kante enormously. That midfield is getting run over all of a sudden.
How about Liverpool? Were you impressed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing with Liverpool. You're impressed every other game.
Mm.
And you're not just impressed. You're really impressed. You're like, fuck, this team this looks amazing.
Yeah.
So that's the thing with Liverpool. I think that's the frustration where it lies, that for Liverpool supporters, some of them, that when you see certain games, you think, well, they should be able to win the title this year.
Yeah.
And then next game, it's like, oh, they drop points for no reason.
Yeah.
So but you can see the potential, at least. He gives you glimpses of how good it could be. So I think they're going to be something to fight for. Good there. And he's not building...
No Europe as well for them, so...
Yeah, and he's not building a pure physical team either.
Yeah.
He's press and everything, but I would say that Poch is building a more physical team with Wanyama and Janssen, these players coming
Dembélé's
in.
Dembélé's back.
Oh, yeah.
The beast.
Oh, he's the best player of the club.
Let's have a look at Sunday's result, because it was Chelsea-Swansea.
Costa saved them.
Yeah, but also, you know, had a bit of niggle, didn't he? As Costa does.
Always. That's never going to change, is it?
No, he's always going to be the arsehole.
I mean, he's not like 22. He's old enough to know that this is the way he's going to be.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
But Swansea got back into it. Chelsea needed a late equaliser, but they did it. Then Monday, let's have a look at Monday, because something quite nicely, some amazing stats kind of occurred here, if you look at it. Everton beat Sunderland 3-0, David Moyes, all that.
Lukaku scored 3 goals in 10 minutes.
Hadn't scored for
1,159 minutes.
And if you compare that to...
Harry Kane was 567, so almost a half of it.
Amazing you didn't write those down straight off the top of your head there.
I did write them down.
I was joking.
I wasn't.
I was. But yeah, an amazing record with Sunderland in September since 2013. They haven't won a game.
It's 22 games.
22 games. They haven't won.
I mean, can you... That's... Fucking... I feel sorry for a Sunderland supporter starting every season with thinking we're going to die. Because that's what... It must be the thing they're always in the relegation.
And then they... I think they have a change in manager around...
After seven,
January,
8 games. Yeah.
January.
Even earlier sometimes, yeah.
And then they recover and they have this last... It's like what you're saying, like, yeah, Wigan, you know.
It reminds me a lot about how Wigan did, and after 6-7 years, they went down. I mean, how long has Sunderland been doing this? It's just, well, too bad for Moyes. I thought he was a perfect fit for Sunderland. Not yet, but he'll probably get them going a little bit more. Balotelli scored 2 goals.
Well, let's have a look at that thing with the Everton. They donated 200,000. It was quite a nice charity.
It's quite a big sum, 200,000.
They gave 200,000 to a sick child, a Sunderland fan. I think he came out before the game.
Well, yeah, he was the mascot for the day.
Mascot for the day. He's very ill. It's 200,000. And you said, wow, that's a lot of money. But I then looked up, Martinez got 10 million as a payoff.
Yeah, but that's a payoff, you know.
Yeah, 10 million.
It's unbelievable. 10 million. And then you just...
He's the manager of Belgium now.
You know, what a great job to have if you're part-time when settle down your vacation. I mean, it's a vacation job. Half the time, you're not working.
Yeah.
Literally not working, just watching football. You don't even have to talk to your staff.
Do you think he has to live in Belgium?
Absolutely not. Most players doesn't play in Belgium, plays in Belgium. He definitely doesn't live in Belgium. Mm. There's no way he lives in Belgium. He probably lives in England. With a lot of Belgian players play.
I just saw a photo of him in his new house in Brussels, that's all.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Balotelli scored 2 goals.
No, 8.5 million Van Gaal got as well.
Yeah, but Mourinho apparently got somewhere between 15 and 20. Which is absolute ludicrous.
Should they...
get money because he gets sacked?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's the safety.
That's what I just was going to say.
But that's the safety, you know, that you can't just sack me because Pep comes and says, I won't take your job. It's just like it's like a player contract.
Apparently Liverpool wanted to pay Rodgers, like, compensation, but he said, I believe in everything I do. Everything I do is everything for you. You are me. We are Liverpool. Take your money and be thee. They won 5-1 as well against Rangers.
Yeah.
That should have... mind the gap there.
Listen, he's going to be perfect for Celtic.
They've got a big game coming up. We're going to talk about Champions League very soon.
Why aren't we talking...
Oh, actually, Balotelli got 2 goals.
You fucking idiot. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. You're quite happy about that.
Yeah, I am. I think that, you know, he hasn't done anything wrong the last couple of years. Why should he be punished now? I mean, there's nothing... He hasn't done anything.
He's really having a go at Klopp now and...
Yeah, but he hasn't done anything. For the past 2-3 years, he's been exemplary. Off the field, nobody has complained anything. Everybody says the same thing. He hasn't done anything. The interviews have been fine. So why should he get punished for something he hasn't done? He's a kid. He was a kid. Now he's growing up. He's grown up well.
Are you his dad or...?
No, but I think it's nice to see footballers when they're young.
He's a mad bastard. He did fireworks out of his bathroom.
Yeah, but he was 20 years old. Adopted kid from Italy, probably fucking racially abused his entire life in that area of fucking world. Entire life. You know, and then he's great at football, gets to his head, fame, all of that shit. The real character is, what do you do with it after? Do you continue being the biggest arsehole on the planet, or do you learn from your mistakes and then change? And he changed.
He's a nutter.
So far, he's been changed all for the better. I think it's all good. Everything is forgiven what he did when he was a young kid. He didn't kill anybody. I mean, you know, he trained a bit bad. He was a bad temper, got some red cards, had attitude, media, blah, blah, blah. So what? Every fucking footballer does that. Who has Twitter? Shut the fuck up and play.
And he had a terrible form as well. It's not...
Football. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Football is a different thing. But, you know, he had a terrible footballing form. A lot of players have. I don't have to be mad at him for it. He doesn't play for Tottenham. I don't care. But as a person, I would like him to, you know, succeed. He's still got talent. It would be nice to see if that talent could flourish to something really good. Great thing for young players, it would be to see that even if you turn out really bad when you're young, you can change your fortunes, yada, yada. If you won like the Ballon d'Or as you wanted to in 3 years' time, it would be a fantastic footballing story.
Thanks for joining us here. I'm interviewing the Dalai Lama. And very inspirational fucking...
What do you think about that now is talk about Özil and Sanchez's new contracts that 2 more years left? Why do they do this at Arsenal? Why do they wait until there's 1 or 1.5 years, 2 years left to the contract before they've lost countless amount of players over the year, and it's not because they've been outbidded. They've been outbidded because they got too short time of the contract. Like, we're talking Van Persie, Nasri, Clichy, Sanya, Adebayor. And this is just the early ones.
Yeah, yeah. But don't they have this thing where they just seem to run the contract down?
Yeah, but listen, if you sell them when there's 1 year left, it's not good for anybody. It's not good for your fans. It's not good for the image of the club. Yeah. It's not good money-wise. If you sell them when it's 2.5, 3 years left, at least you get full payment. And it can, you know, go kind of under the radar. We didn't sell him because he wanted to leave. We sold him because, you know, we got a great bid.
Yeah.
So I find that awkward, really awkward.
They're very much on their own with the contract thing as well. It doesn't seem to happen anywhere else.
No, but they used to have this roof that you can't earn more than this. And they had like some kind of communistic kind of view of that. And he changed that. And then, so we'll see if that. So now he's getting players. Talking about Balotelli coming back and scoring 2 goals. Landon Donovan returned out of retirement. LA Galaxy wanted him back and he came back. It was a huge thing for the LA Galaxy supporters. So I think he scored like 160 goals and 130 assists or something like that over the years there.
He was always I thought he had a great time when he played for Everton as well. I think he's a decent player.
Yeah, he was okay time for Everton. That loan spell. I remember he missed one of the fucking shocking misses against Spurs. Like 1 meter off the goal, he fucking just misses it. And never been so happy in my entire life except for the first time I came.
Good.
Ronaldo scored.
Ronaldo after 6 minutes. And
but the more shocking part is not Ronaldo.
Is Barcelona.
You saw some of the statistics in that game. But
like 68.
But does it always look that way when they lose and win?
I think those big teams, if they lose, like those really big teams, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Juve. It doesn't so happen so much in the Premier League, but the possession, they're so dominant. Shots on target, corners. They'd like something like 19 corners.
It's a bit like it's like that Football Manager bullshit. When you play Football Manager sometimes, you can literally... Why so many people get upset with the game is that it's like watching real football after a while, because you can sit and watch a game at you're playing, right? And you're completely... You have like... It ends the game with you maybe had 40 shots, like 25 of them on goal, and the opposition had 1-1. It just says 1-1, and the score end up says 1-0 to them. Yeah. And then you literally want to kill somebody. When I was like 22, I used to play that game. I used to get so mad that I used to have something I could throw into the wall.
You never had nightmares. No. Maybe big red balls. Atletico won as well, but yeah, great win for Alaves. And then they go now. Barcelona go on tonight and face the mighty Brendan Rodgers. Yeah, so
he's back where he belongs, the biggest forum.
Yeah,
fucking
Champions League. But they beat them last time with that amazing record. You know, when they beat them at home with like no possession again. So I think that's what those kind of victories are absolutely smash and grab.
But Rodgers can't do smash and grab. He's not that kind of a manager. I don't think he can set up his team to play that defensively smash and grab.
You know, I mean, fair play to him. I know probably you and I could probably manage Celtic, but he's doing a good job so far.
Yeah, he started disastrously, but so far. But I don't think we should talk about that. I think we should talk about the fact that I was probably the first person in the world who predicted that he would get sacked from Liverpool and end up at Celtic while he was at Liverpool. Where is this Luke Foreman?
Where is he?
Yeah.
He's in England, I think.
Talk to him.
Okay.
Call him now. He's going to be our Adil Rodgers, you know, o-meter to see how correct I was.
Okay. So he's now listening to them. And he
And when he comes here, he'll say, yeah, it's true.
Why would he come here? Why would he come to your flat?
I'll come here to come to this episode.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I pointed at the episode recorder.
Let's have a look at the Champions League draw then. I'm away in Finland. I'm in Rovaniemi. Not now. Weird.
Where?
Rovaniemi.
Okay.
So I'm there Friday and Saturday, so I won't be able to do a pod this week, but Adil will be back with a special guest, which we'll put out at the end of this week. So he'll review the Champions League, preview the Premier League.
Should I promise that the guest is not an alternate version of myself?
Yeah, but we don't know if it's if James can be around either. So,
I mean, isn't he dead?
We haven't heard from James. If anybody's seen him, he was seen walking the streets of Sodomam. Talking of that, last night, Hammarby drew 1-1 with Edebede. Malmo beat Gothenburg 3-1. Interesting result that the Hammarby won. They were 1-0 up. Kind of result where they could have got out of trouble a bit, and they conceded a 90th minute equaliser. So,
of course they did.
Now, let's have a look.
We have some cracking games today. At least I think the most, the biggest game is, of course, Paris Saint-Germain Arsenal.
Yeah.
It's the first round of the group stage. It's always a little tingly because you don't want to start off with a loss, you know, then it's upward back battle. Then we talked about Barcelona and Celtic. Barca Ludogorets maybe won't get the biggest viewers. Dinamo Kiev Napoli is a pretty good game. Well, Hamsik actually passed Maradona's league goal tally record in the weekend.
Okay.
So he actually scored more than Maradona scored for Napoli in the league.
But did he score more drugs?
Probably not. No, he gets a hand sick by it. Hamsik.
Wow.
He's a Muslim, you know that, right?
Is he?
Hamsik.
Okay, so
that's great. Nobody has said that before. I made that up.
He's ham sick.
Yeah, he gets sick of ham because he's a Muslim.
But he's not allowed to eat ham.
But he's not a Muslim. But his name says he's a Muslim.
Okay, so
you should change his name to Abdullah Hamsik. That would be much better, because then it will be like, yeah, Abdullah gets sick of ham. He's a Muslim. That's a great name. Or Jewish. He could be Jewish. You can change his name to Aaron Hamsik.
Man City versus Borussia Mönchengladbach. That'll be a good game.
Yeah, that's also a good game. But sorry, after the weekend, it just looked like City's going to win the league.
You think?
Yeah. But okay. I did predict City, didn't I? No, did I say United?
I don't know. But it was interesting that Guardiola said, yes, we're doing well in the league, but it's a different... We're happy with where we are, but it's a different quality of the Champions League. I think their focus is very, very much on the Champions League. That's why Guardiola's in. Bayern Munich versus Rostov. Where's Rostov from?
Russia.
Okay. And then PSV, Atletico Madrid. Griezmann getting a couple on the weekend as well. I think he's a top player.
Yeah, it'd be linked to Chelsea again. I find it extremely weird these players getting linked to teams so early who's had such a bad recent history time.
Let's have a look at Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And then... we've got Leverkusen and Moscow. That's your group. Tottenham, Monaco. Kind of nice thing about the tickets, because they're at Wembley.
Great. It's a new... apparently, it's going to be a new record for, you know, a regular English team game in Europe. Sold over 80,000 tickets for the first game, which I think a lot of people in Spurs were happy with the management and stuff, because they think... they know they had a lot of supporters, but others don't. So it's like... now we can show that, you know, we can fill a big fucking stadium. And new White Hart Lane is going to be 62,000, something like that. So I think it'll be
so
full.
Why are you playing the Champions League there? You're still playing the league games at
home.
Yeah,
it's because we get a part of the East End, I think, because the new stadium is being building adjacent to White Hart Lane, right? So a part of the stadium is closed down, and that restricts for them to play in the UEFA because they have a different rule system there.
Okay.
So because of that, they can't play at Whitehall Lane, their European game.
So it's nothing about attendance?
No, it's not like, now we want more attendance, we go to Wembley. You can't actually do that. You can't do that.
Yeah, I know, but you can't. It's like Monaco play above a car park, you know, and they're really small. You know, their stadium's like 15,000 or something, you know.
Yeah, okay, but in England, I don't think you can. You can't just move because you want a bigger stadium. You have to move because your stadium doesn't fit the UEFA credentials, but it may fit the FA credentials.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a bit like that. Some teams have, it's funny when championship teams accidentally go to Europe, if we had a cup or something, then they usually have to play their European games away from home because their stadium is usually not regulated for
Europe football. Why would they do that? It's like, we're never going to play in Europe. Yeah. And when we do, we'll sort it then.
I think Huddersfield are dreaming of Europe. Top of the table.
Top of the table.
We go to Brighton tonight. I think I'm so scared of every game now. I just think we're going to get our little comeuppance. We're going to get battered by a team.
Listen, I'm just giving you advice here.
Because just enjoy it.
It's the first time, if maybe feel like first time you've been there. Just fucking forget about that. Just fucking enjoy it, man. Trust me. Go into a game and thinking that you believe in the league. When you asked me, do you think Tottenham will? I was like, realistically, no. But every time I watched the game, Harry Kane scored, I was thinking us lifting the title. Every time. Every time.
The truth is out there. No, the fucky files.
No, but I'm just saying, you dream. I mean, you don't think it's going to happen. I mean, if you ask me, is it going to happen? I think, realistically, no. I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah.
But, of course, you every time you watch a game, you dream that. And I mean,
well, we beat Leeds 1-0. Gary Monk had a bit of a meltdown afterwards, which is always fun. Leeds were poor. They're second to bottom. We're top. We're now 12 points clear than them. That's amazing for us, you know. We're top of the league. If we lose tonight at Brighton, we're still top of the league. We're 4 points clear.
That's unbelievable.
It is fucking unbelievable.
That's what I'm saying. Stop.
So, yeah, let's see how we go. Brighton are a different class. So it'll be a very, very tough challenge away at Brighton on a Tuesday night.
When the Seagulls.
But if we, you know, you never know. Let's just quickly finish these Wednesday games, Champions League.
I said the Seagull because I saw the Cantona bit yesterday.
Fantastic.
It's the one of the best.
Leicester City going to Bruges. Juventus, Sevilla, good game.
Very good game.
Yeah.
Could be very interesting to see this two big European teams. Sevilla, of course, has had some fantastic results.
And Sevilla there because of the Europa League.
Yeah. So. But Emery is now at PSG and had a quite shocking start of his career there.
Yeah.
Lost to Monaco early on the season, which was, you know, not good because they're biggest rivals. And then drew at home after really playing not that well. And he played an extremely offensive 4-3-3. He put Ben Arfa in the squad again. Didn't work at all.
Yeah.
The loss of Ibrahimovic seems enormous at the moment. Enormous.
Yeah, and also Ben Arfa not in the squad for the Champions League.
Yeah, well, I think the Ben Arfa buy was strange for everybody. You thought, okay, you know, if he had such a great season last season, let's see, maybe he can replicate it. But, you know, he's had one good season for the last 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Gamble, big gamble. But he came on a free transfer, so, you know.
Thank you for listening. We got Thursday games. Is the Europa League, does that start?
You start. Yeah, it should stop.
Oh, you just should be more prepared, eh?
I don't think that was my fault.
That was your fault, and this is now dead air, and nobody is still listening. So this game's...
Karabag, Liberec, is there any...
United?
Yeah, Feyenoord United, of course.
Yeah.
That's probably the best game of the round.
Young boys go to Greece. I like that, young boys.
Young boys go to Greece to get what? Rape.
So, and then there's...
Southampton are back in it as well. They'll play Sparta Prague. It should bring their points up there. But otherwise, you know, without... No Liverpool. Isn't it a bit awkward to see no Liverpool?
A little bit strange. So that's the end of the pod. Thank you for listening. We'll have one at the end of this week, which will review the Champions League and look at this weekend's Premier League results. Thanks again for listening. If you are enjoying the pod, you really like it, tell someone, will you? We need more listeners. I mean, you know, a million a week is great, but we want to get a couple of million, eh?
1 billion a week. That means the ones who are awake are listening.
Thank you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.